Will you notice here? David lived under the law. Abraham didn't. The Mosaic system didn't come along till later. Now, let me read verse 6. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. David here lived under the law. But friends, David could never be saved under the law. And therefore, David describes the blessedness that God reckons righteousness without works because David had no works. David's works that he had were evil. And therefore, righteousness must be totally apart and separate from works. Righteousness must come on an entirely different principle. And verse 7, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Now, this is a direct quotation from Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. This is one of the great penitential Psalms of David. Psalm 51 is the other. These verses are the outcome of David's great sin and his confession and acceptance which followed. Blessed, that expresses the highest level of happiness and joy. This is the greatest beatitude of all. David knew this by experience. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven. Are you one of the blessed ones today? I'm glad to be in that company, in that number. Blessed, that expresses all that glorious, wonderful joy of sins forgiven. This is the greatest statement of all. David knew this by experience, and that God who forgives iniquities, that's lawlessness, David deliberately broke the law. He didn't do it ignorantly. May I say, he did it and he knew what he did. And he was forgiven. Now that refers to a definite, complete remission of his sins. This means more than just remitting sin. A hard-boiled judge may under certain circumstances do that. But this speaks of the tenderness of God, that taking the sinner into his arms of love and receiving him with affection, and his sins are covered. Covered how? Because Jesus Christ died and shed his blood, my friend. And he said, blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin. That's verse 8. The Lord will not make over sin to you. David was a great sinner, and God put away his sin, as Nathan informed him. Nathan said to David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. That's 2 Samuel 12:13. Nevertheless, David was chastened. David set his own penalty when he responded to Nathan's account of the rich man that took the poor man's ewe lamb. When Nathan told him that, he says, he shall restore the lamb fourfold. That's 2 Samuel 12:6. Four of David's children were killed. The child of Bathsheba, Ammon his firstborn, Absalom and Adonijah. Four. Sorrow plagued David all the days of his life. David's guilt was not put on his account, though. Another bore it for him. Little wonder that he could say, joyful is the man whose sin the Lord will put in no wise on him. What about you? Do you really joy today for sins forgiven?